JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we visit Cassava Pond, and later our Heritage Month Did You Know feature and a child care tip. Welcome to Roundabout JA. Some 1,000 residents of Cassava Pond and surrounding areas in Northwest St. Catherine will soon have access to a more reliable supply of potable water. This, as Minister of Water, Robert Pickersgill, recently commissioned into service the Cassava Pond Water Supply System. The facility is being established at a cost of $9 million. The project, carried out by the Rural Water Supply Company Limited, included the repair of an existing 30,000-gallon tank, replacement of the booster pump, construction of an inverter building, replacement of transmission pipes, installation of electrical infrastructure, and requisite services. The Cassava Pond supply system will be handed over to the National Water Commission, which will monitor its use and care and manage the delivery of potable water. Councillor for the Luaidas Vale Division, where Cassava Pond is located, describes the situation before the new water supply system.
No water supply was there prior to this, or hasn't been there for a long time. Some years ago there was a system, long before. So all this new generation didn't know water to be in the area. So the system was redone, so it had to be repiped, and the tanks had to be repaired, and new pumps going, and new electricity, new electrical, and all of that.
Councillor for the Luaidas Vale Division, Hugh Graham. And residents are excited about the coming changes, especially because of the ease of access that it comes with. Corrine Campbell, who lives in Cassava Pond, speaks on the community's behalf.
It's going to be so much easier. Instead of going out coming in the afternoon with a couple bottle of water, it's a blessing, believe me. We are very, very grateful for this.
Resident of Cassava Pond, Corrine Campbell. The government will continue to work to upgrade water systems in St. Catherine. This project comes on the heels of the recent commissioning of the Wakefield, Linstead, Ewerton Wellfield Rehabilitation Project and the Mount Russell Water Supply System.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them are energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy,
on the energy,
on the energy,
energy.
Protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
Jamaicans must support Vision 2030 for the development of the nation. It may be an ambitious plan, but it aims to transform the island into a modern first world country in the next 15 years. Visit vision2030.gov.jm and learn about the plans for the nation. Time now for our Heritage Month Did You Know feature. The biodiversity of the Blue and Junker Mountains are quite different because geologically, the Blue Mountains consist primarily of the volcanic and metamorphic rocks, and the Junker Mountains are sedimentary, mainly made up of limestone. Here now is a child care tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Whenever you have family problems or difficulties with parenting, get advice. Perhaps from a close family friend, a counselor, or a pastor. That reminder was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. You remember when your grandparents used to tell you stories about Anansi and Brad Tukuma? Then those stories got captured on radio and TV by legends such as Miss Lou? Tuesday, October 27 is Audiovisual Heritage Day, with a focus on films, radio, and television programs that portray our common heritage and contain the primary records of the nation's history. They help to maintain the cultural identity of our people, as oral experiences sometimes fade into myths or legends. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.